Good morning, everybody. Good to see you today on this Labor Day weekend. We have our friends at Channel 4 in here. If you're wondering what the camera is, put something there on Facebook, but just in case. But, you know, just continue to worship God and learn as you normally do, all right? I'm just saying that for you. But if you can look especially interested in what I have to say, well, that's just going to help, all right? I'll talk a little bit more about that as we go along. But I did want to highlight that our banners are up now, these Building for the Future banners. It's coming soon. It looks like a sweet movie poster. I'm sure that any semblance of a 1980s movie is purely coincidental. No, we're actually beginning our Building for the Future campaign next Sunday. You heard a little bit about that in the announcement and welcome video, but there are several who have already begun receiving some of the material, the information about this extreme makeover that's on the horizon for Stony Creek Church, a makeover that adds nearly 5,000 square feet of usable space. And so people are starting to get that info in the small groups. And we're not going to be talking about the particulars of that extreme makeover here on Sunday morning. And so the only way to get that information is to be signed up in one of these groups. There are 11 left. I know it was talked about in the video, but I want to show you how easy this is. You can take out your phone and you can sign up for one of these groups right now. If you went onto our site, Stony Creek Church, there on the left, and you clicked the drop-down menu, one of the tabs is for our future. You see that there. And this pulls up what I'm calling Campaign Central. There's a calendar of all the different events going on during the campaign, and there's two areas where you can sign up. One of them is for one of these groups. And as you can see, these are just eight of them. One of them is already passed. That's why it's covered up there. But there are eight here. There's actually 11 in total, and they meet just about every day of the week. They begin on the 8th. There's one on the 8th, the 9th, the 10th, the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, the 17th. And there's actually multiples on those dates. So there's no reason. They're meeting at different cities around the church, and some are even meeting here at the building, different times of the day. I want every person in here to get this information. This is very important. It's what God is doing next here as we continue to advance his kingdom. And so please, it's worth taking up real estate in the sermon here to tell you to please sign up. Hopefully you did it right now, even with your phone. I will even forgive you for looking down at your phone if that's what you're doing. But if you're texting somebody, hey, Chris is babbling on about this, well, cut out that text and sign up. All right. Well, these plans are very exciting, and the things that we're doing, I believe, the elders and the staff believe that this is what God is calling our church to do, to expand how we're doing ministry here at this facility that he's planted us in. But none of this, way to undercut this campaign right before, but none of it matters. None of it matters without what we're going to talk about this Sunday. This whole campaign doesn't amount to a hill of beans. I've never used that expression before, and I never will again. Without the topic of today's message. It's what I'm calling the foundation for the future. The foundation for the future. You see, this church, and any church, ought not to be in the business of building buildings, in the business of running programs or organizing capital campaigns. These things contribute to what we do, for sure. They're resources, tools, but they are a means to the end. They are not the end in themselves. The foundation of everything we do here at Stony Creek Church can be discovered in our mission statement. Look at this. Our mission, this is why we're here, is to make more and better followers of Jesus in our community and beyond so that God is glorified. We're not about building buildings. We're about building believers. Building believers. And how do we do it? Well, Jesus said this to us in Matthew chapter 5, his most famous sermon, the most famous sermon in the world. Jesus said to his believers, and you can help me out with the red print. He said, "You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Jesus said, that's what we are to be doing, shining a light that our Lord himself gave to us It's not a light that we have in and of ourselves, but we've received it from Jesus. It's the light of the gospel, the good news, the message that Jesus is Lord, that he died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sin, and that he arose from the dead, proving that he's God and proving that he beat death for all who trust in him. That is the message, that is the light, that is the gospel that makes more and better followers of Jesus. It's the foundation of everything that we do. And so, everything we do in this church, including our building for the future, any extreme renovations we hope to do, we believe God is leading us to do, it all needs to be about making more and better followers of Jesus. And you may have seen in the prayer letter or maybe on Facebook that Channel 4 did come in and interview me this week because they're doing a special. It's actually going to air Wednesday, September 6th. And it's an all-day special thing. I'm going to find out the time where that interview airs, and I'll let you know about it. But the reason for this special, they're doing this concerning the alarming rise of opiate use in among young people, particularly here in our communities, you know, in Southeast Michigan. And so they interviewed me to ask me about the tragic story of my brother Matt. And I told them Matt's story. It's heartbreaking. His story of addiction and of overdose and of death. Our family and this church knows firsthand the oppression of addiction. We've seen it in my brother and in others. And so I told that, and I didn't pull punches. I let the tragedy, the sadness sit there. But then I also was able to share about how many people I know are living free lives, free from addiction because of Jesus and what he has done for them. I explained how in the Gospels, Jesus interacted with all kinds of hurting and broken people like me and you, people like my brother. I explained how he loved every one of these people, that he even died for these people. And then he arose from the dead, proving that if he can break free from death, then when he says, I offer you freedom, we can believe Jesus, that the freedom he offers is, of course, freedom from addiction, freedom from brokenness, freedom from our sin and its penalty, freedom from everything. That's the gospel. That's the power that the gospel has to transform lives. And we see people walking in victory all around us from many different oppressions, many different sins that would have us ensnared, but instead we live free in Christ. The Apostle Paul wrote it like this about the gospel. He says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. We can do a lot of exciting things here at the church. The plans, oh man, sign up for one of these groups and see the plans for this renovation. They're so sweet. We're going to have this great kids area, this great common area. We're doing improvements in here. And these things are good, you know, the bright lights and the awesome music and great programs and a stellar kids ministry. And we want to get a sweet jungle gym in there. All of these things are great. They're great. And I'm glad that our church is doing these things because they help advance the gospel in a lot of different ways as we do life together. But at the end of the day, I've said it before and I'll say it again. If you want better entertainment than the church, it's pretty easy to find. Just go to Imagine Theater. Man, they're showing some sweet Hollywood movies there that can put any of our video stuff, as awesome as Ken is at doing these things, can put those things to shame. And if you want to hear some great music, yeah, there's great music going on here on Sundays, churches all over the world. But if you want to, I mean, John Mayer was just in concert. Probably half of you were there. I heard it was very packed. I wasn't there. But you want a good concert, go to DTE Energy Music Theater. They'll put on a better show and a better sounding, you know, music than we can do here. If you want a sweet jungle gym at a kids program, go to like one of these Jungle Javas or something, you know, and they're better than what we're going to have here. All right. So we can't compete with those things. We can have some of those things and it's great and it helps us. But that's not what ought to attract people to this church or any church. It's the reason we do those things, right? It's the reason we have those things. It's how we use those things. It's what we sing about up here. It's what those programs are what they're designed to do, to help people advance in the relationship with Jesus. It's about the gospel, and that is something, the message of the gospel, that is something that DTE Energy Music Theater can't compete with. That's something that Imagine Theater and Hollywood can't compete with. They can entertain us better than the church, maybe, but they don't have the gospel. That's what we have. That's the main thing. It's the foundation. And so my prayer as we head into this campaign season is that every one of us and this whole church together would keep it about the gospel of Jesus. Now, we're going to move into communion today. We do communion once a month here at Stony. Usually it's on the third Sunday, but we've arranged things a little differently to make room for this, the campaign that's starting. And so we're having it here on the first Sunday of the month. And the reason that we do communion, Jesus himself gave us this memorial meal to remember the gospel message. The bread in there, the broken bread that's in there, represents Jesus' broken body for us on the cross. The juice that's in there, the cup, represents his poured out blood. And as we pass around these elements, we're reenacting the Last Supper where Jesus set this up. And as we take these elements into ourselves, we're saying, you know, there's nothing magical about them. It's just crackers and juice. But what they symbolize and what we're saying is, I've taken the Lord into my life. I've put him up as my Lord and my Savior. And so before we do that, well, let's have the elders please come on up and prepare for that. But before we begin passing around the communion elements, maybe you're here today and you would say about yourself, I don't know that I am a Christian. I don't know that, you know, this table is for me. And this is what I want to say to you. If you're here and you're saying, I don't know if I have a relationship with Jesus, if I am a Christ follower, a Christian, these kinds of things you're talking about, here's two options. Number one, you can just let these elements pass you by. Don't say something about yourself that isn't true. This is a time for people that have put their trust in Jesus as their Lord and their Savior. And so you can just pass those by, and that's fine. You're welcome to do that. But I've got another option for you, and it's even better. And that is to make the most important decision of your life this morning and decide to put your trust in Jesus. The Bible teaches that while God created mankind, all of us, each of us, to have a relationship with him, we broke that relationship. The Bible calls it sin. We see the effects of sin all around us. It's in the way that we hurt ourselves and each other. We separated ourselves from God when we did that because we quit living his way and we started living our own way. And it led to all of these things. You know, the way we hurt ourselves and each other, addiction, all kinds of just, you know, brokenness and hurt. And what we did was separating ourselves from God, but the punishment for that, the Bible teaches, is continuing to be separate from God. It starts here on earth. We feel that broken relationship here on earth, but it extends into eternity called hell. We basically get what we wanted, but that's not what God wanted. And so Jesus visited this planet, God in the flesh, and he revealed to us what God was like, and he died on the cross. And when he did that, as he was dying, he was suffering that separation from God the Father in our place. He did it so that we don't have to anymore. And he arose from the dead to prove everything he said was true. That he wasn't crazy, that he wasn't lying. He arose from the dead to prove it. And so he's done all the work, and now he offers to every person on this planet, black or white, rich or poor, male or female, gay or straight, Muslim, atheist, Christian, Buddhist, every single person on this planet, Jesus is offering this free gift of life where we can receive his forgiveness and come back into a relationship with God. We can have it. It begins right here on earth, but it extends into eternity called heaven. If that's something you would like to do today, here's how you do it. You talk to God. You pray. You pray something like, God, I confess that it's true. I'm broken. I am a sinner. I have been far from you. But I believe that Jesus is God, that he died on the cross for me and arose from the dead. And I commit myself to him as my Lord. That means he's the boss now. We start living for him. If you do that today, this table is for you. You can do that as a symbolic gesture to say, I'm doing this. I'm doing this, God. And then you commit to live for him. I recommend after that telling somebody. Tell somebody. You can come talk to me. Come to talk to one of our prayer team. Or tell the person next to you, hey, are you a Christian? Okay, hey, I did it too. Do that. It's a celebration. And it's worth telling somebody. Then get into your Bible. Start getting to know Jesus. Start getting to know your Lord. All right? And we'd love to help you with all kinds of ways to grow in relationship with your Lord. But it can start here today by making that decision. That's between you and him. All right?